Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, Kristen, you're having a little problem with your brother?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a problem. It is a disagreement.
Okay.
On who should get the sleigh my dad built. This is going to be a special holiday sibling court. A little backstory here. I have a younger brother. He is 2 years younger than me. He is the superior child because he is a firefighter and he's also a Marine. He is currently he works at the training facility, so he trains the future firefighters, and that's what he's doing this morning, which is why he's not on with us.
Mm-hmm.
But he did send me his talking points to present his side as to why he should get the sleigh my dad built when we were kids.
The man is a patriot, and he fought for our country.
Uh-huh.
And you think that we are going to vote against him.
I'm going to try really, really hard.
Right. A vote against him is a vote for communism. It's for Putin.
Okay, so to give you a little history of the sleigh I am speaking of. So when my brother and I were kids, my dad, who was incredibly handy, right, fixed everything around the house, basically built our garage, which looked like a barn, and he could do anything. So he built a Santa sleigh out of wood, painted it red. It's like a legit sleigh. And then my mom would put like these giant Christmas presents that she had wrapped and put it in there. And it just looked like Santa's sleigh was parked in our front yard because my family went big when it came to decorations. That's where I get it from. And, you know, 6 years ago, my dad passed away. And that sleigh has just been sitting at my mom's house in storage for all these years. And now that I have a child of my own, and we were doing a little more extra outside decorating this year. So we actually put up lights outside, and I'm looking at my front yard and I have this great flat space in the front. And I'm like, man, that sleigh my dad built back in the day would look so cool right there. I would love to have it. And I think Jimmy would love it. So at Thanksgiving, I told my mom, I said, hey, where's that sleigh dad built? I would really love to use it as our, you know, for our home decorations. She's going, and this one, she goes, you're going to have to fight your brother for it because he's asked for it.
Oof.
And I was like, oh, hell, he did.
So technically he asked first, if we're taking notes.
He had asked about it.
Okay.
Yeah, he had asked about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But nothing has been done. Like, it's still sitting in storage somewhere. Don't even really know exactly where it is, but it's somewhere at my mom's house, right?
All right, this is a key point of evidence. He asked about it before you did.
Yes, because I had asked my mom, and she was like, oh, that's so funny. Your brother asked about it as well.
So you're like, that's not so funny.
Yes.
I don't see the joke.
All right, so I asked my brother to present his side for the jury, which is all of you guys and the Bert Show fam, because you're going to be deciding who gets my dead dad's sleigh. All
right. Are they going to be voting online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right, so my brother presents these facts for the court. Number one, I helped him build it.
Oh, he's starting off strong.
Mm-hmm. How old was he at the time?
I mean, we probably like 8 to 10.
Eight. So core memory for your brother.
Yes. Number two, I have reindeer to pull it on the farm. He's joking. Number three, my farm truck broke down and I'm going to convert it into a Dodge Charger. And then his last point of contention, I lost my virginity in the back of it. No. He did not.
Abby was sold.
Yeah, I was sold too, right? So the only thing he really has on his side is that there is sentimental value here because he helped your dad build it.
Correct.
They went back there. Listen. They got their hands dirty together, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. My brother, when you meet him, he's a very funny dude. He's got lots of jokes. Okay. And so, no, my brother did not lose his virginity in the back of the Santa sleigh my dad custom built for our family. Yeah. That did not happen.
My favorite story about her brother is he and I peeing in two separate urinals together after drinking a little bit, and him saying to me, "This." He was talking about my fiance, and he said, "Hey, if you can't take care of her, I will."
That's what he said. Yeah.
This man's like 6'4", 280. I'm like, you don't even have to ask.
All right, so that's what my brother has presented to the court, okay? Now, here's what I am bringing to the table as to why I should get my dead sleigh. Number one, I watched him build it. I was there.
You were there?
In the front. I was a part of it. Uh-huh. May have got like a hammer or something. Like, I may have not acted, but I was there when it was built. I watched it happen. Number two, my brother lives on a farm. He lives like on a big piece of property, and he lives super back far from the road. So if he puts this in his yard, nobody is going to see it and appreciate it. Whereas I live in a neighborhood with a ton of kids, and it's going to bring them such tremendous joy.
Okay, I'm only asking questions here because I think the jury needs to know.
Yes.
He's got a lot of real estate in the back, and it is rolling real estate, so the kids could use the sleigh in a safe atmosphere.
No, you can't get in it. You can't, this is purely prop just to look at.
Oh, okay. That changes things.
Yeah, this is just a prop, and, you get those, light up reindeer and put in front of it. Like, this is purely decoration. This is not for use.
Oh, got it. Okay, that changes things for me. All right.
Yeah. And my last point for the court, I named my son after him.
That's a good quote.
I don't know how that really has to do with this, but...
Isn't your brother named after him?
Yes. And maybe my brother's son is also named after him. But my brother doesn't go by James, he goes by Morgan. And Liam doesn't go by James, he goes by Liam.
And James Jimmy doesn't go by James, he goes by Jimmy.
Nobody called my dad James. They called him Jim.
All right. So where can they go and vote?
TheBirdShow.com.
So if you want to vote for the patriot, man that risked his life for our country, or Kristen, that makes you laugh every morning, who you want to go
I
with?
Would say every morning.
All right. You can vote online, TheBirdShow.com.
The Bird Show.